You know, it so often happens when you're having a serious conversation after a concert or a play.
The problem is, you're seeing this as linear, but it's transformative. There's no correct interpretation, absolutely none.
So what you're saying is all we see is what we want to see? Is
that... all I see is the same old individualism. You know, the same conventional idea of the artist in rebellion.
I cannot believe you're saying that.
What?
Conventional?
Well, there was no finality to it, just a lot of turbulent feeling.
This is what art is. Feeling.
Well, okay, I don't mean to deprecate the intrinsic value of work, but you know, it just seems so dogmatically pluralistic. I mean, there was no unity.
And there it is. It's hanging in the air. Nobody will acknowledge it.
It's an idealized past. That's the unity.
I know, but it's thematic. It's structural. It's never emotionally lucid.
I have no idea what that means,
what?
Emotional lucidity.
Well, it means that you don't just think a thought, you feel a thought.
And then there it is again. You're talking about Shakespeare, and someone has passed gas. Everyone tries to ignore it, everybody except you, because you have the new flat app, the app that detects flatulence and tells you exactly who it comes from.
That was you, Jack.
Me? What are you talking about?
You just ripped one. A real stinkeroonie.
I thought it came from him.
It was you, Jack. You did the same thing in yoga class. You were going into downward dog, and you popped one off that cleared the room.
The flat app. Now you know, and knowledge is power.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered today to witness the union of... Sorry.
Farting is not amorphous, it's specific. Make them take ownership of their fart when you have a flat app.
Oh, he was always there for all of us. He truly cared. And he may not have always said so, but we knew it. And now he's gone. Was that me?
Well, it sure wasn't him.
The flat app. So you know whose it was.